I am dedicating this story to all the people in the room who identify as male, because there might be a few pieces, a few times when I'm not too kind to men. When I was a senior in college, I lived with two guys. Good friends of mine. No, I wasn't dating either of them. We had a two-bedroom, you know, a cheap, typical college apartment, dirty, but it was cheap. I had my own room. Thankfully, the two guys shared the other room. One bathroom. Ugh, horrible. I don't recommend one bathroom with two guys as roommates. Anyway, I went home for Christmas break, drove back, and our roommate Ted had been asking if he could get a snake. Now, he thought of me as like a, quote, typical girl, that I would be scared of a snake. I said, no, I like snakes, no big deal, get a snake. So he was telling me about the snake on vacation, 4 foot long, you know, like large soup can cylinder wide, and I'm like, God, it's a python. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be cool. So I get to the apartment, and our other roommate, Matt, was there. Ted had gone home to see his parents. So when I come in, there's this little, you know, fish aquarium kind of glass thing, and there's this tiny little snake in there. And this thing was less than 2 feet long. It was probably as long around as, I don't know, a hot dog. And of course, the ladies in this room know what I'm thinking, which is typical guy exaggerating the size of his snake. So I was telling Matt, I said, what is this snake? It's not 4 feet. And he's like, I know, I don't know what Ted was thinking. So I go to the coat closet. I had to put some of my junk away that I'd brought home from Baltimore or brought back to the apartment. And I thought I was seeing things. And then I did actually see. Something on the floor moved. And I thought, God, something's wrong. Maybe I drove too long. I should have taken a break, not had so much soda on the way. And it moves again. I said, oh, it's one of the guy's ties. And then I said to Matt, there's something on the floor in the closet. And he comes over and he's like, God damn, sorry for people who don't like that. That Ted, he told me he found the snake. And sure enough, 4 foot long python curled up on the floor of the coat closet. So we get Ted on the phone, slam the door to the closet. And Ted's like, oh, you guys have to get him out of the closet. He's been there for over a week and you gotta put him in the cage. So it turns out, the 4 foot long snake had escaped while I was away on vacation. He didn't want me to worry, what a nice guy. So he went to the store and bought another snake, but they didn't have any 4 foot long snakes. They only had 2 foot long snakes. So then he tells us, well, one of you has to pick it up. And Matt's like, I'm not picking it up. So I pick up the snake, you know, I'm the woman in the room. And I've got my hands out straight in front of me, kind of like Frankenstein. I've got the snake on my hands. And Matt's given play-by-play. She's got the snake. It's looking good. Its head's kind of up. And then it starts to wrap itself around my arm. So what do? Ah! Drop it on the ground. Matt's like, Ted, she dropped it! He's like, no, no, don't drop the snake! So finally, we get the damn snake into the aquarium with the two-foot snake. So, the story doesn't end there, sorry. So Ted comes back. We have a lot of great parties. When you have two snakes in your apartment, you have a lot of great parties. Everybody wants to come over. So we had a lot of fun. So one party, someone forgot to close the door to the cage. Ted had made this big cage eventually. And we get up the next morning, and the 4 foot snake is once again gone. We searched that entire apartment. Now, these guys were pigs, I have to tell you. Disgusting. Dirty laundry everywhere. Matt had like 10 single packs of frozen pork chops that he'd eaten 2 out of a 3-pack and just tossed the third one in the freezer. I mean, come on, guys. So it was a pigsty. We couldn't find the snake. We really couldn't. So we just decided it must have gotten out a heating vent or something. You know, hopefully it's not going to attack some little kid or little dog running around. So a couple months later, I'm moving out, thankfully. And I was packing up my stuff. And actually, I'd been away for the weekend before I moved out. And I came back to my room. And this was typical college apartment. I had a mattress on the floor, a mattress I'd scavenged from a dumpster. And it's not disgusting. I didn't have any money. So I pull back the sheets to climb in bed, and what do I find in there? A pair of, no snake, a pair of tighty whities that had Matt's name on them. So I go to Matt with his little briefs hanging in the air, and turns out he and his girlfriend had decided to use my room while I was away. So he got to wash the sheets, he got me yelling at him, it was all fine in the end. Good guy, lucky guy, whatever. So I'm moving out, and I moved all my furniture out, threw the mattress away, and the only thing I left behind was a bookshelf. I went to take a shower, I was getting ready to head out, and the young woman who was moving into my room went in to start moving her things in. All of a sudden, I hear this scream, deadly scream. And I throw my towel on, I got my hair wrapped up in another towel, walk in the room. She had moved the bookshelf. Now, if any of you have ever moved a piece of furniture that's been on carpet, do you know how it leaves like the indentation on the floor? Okay, so imagine it was three-sided, like three sides of a rectangle, but the part behind the bookshelf was open, and there was only like an inch, but this 4-foot-long python had managed to squeeze behind the bookshelf, and it took up almost every square inch of space that outline had underneath the bookshelf. It had been there for over 2 months in my bedroom, me sleeping on the floor. Now, the good part of the story is I got $50 because Ted had said to us 2 months before, if anyone finds my snake, you get $50. So he handed it over, and I was so glad to leave those guys behind.